From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. French police have searched the home of a gunman who killed one police officer and wounded two others in a shooting in Paris Thursday. Special judiciary police raided the house Friday, believed to be the home of Karim Shurfi, who shot and killed one officer, wounded two others, and then was killed by police along the Champs-Élysées in Paris. French anti-terrorism prosecutor François Moulin said Friday that Shurfi had a note in his pocket that pledged allegiance to the Islamic State. He said in the trunk of the car, investigators found a large black sports bag containing a shotgun, munitions of 12-millimeter caliber, two large kitchen knives, a pair of pruning shears, and the Quran. Police arrested Shurfi in February, but were forced to release him because they lacked evidence for a prosecution. The Islamic State group, which claimed responsibility through its news agency, identified the shooter as Abu Youssef the Belgian, calling him one of its fighters. At least 50 Afghan soldiers have been killed in a Taliban attack on a dining hall and mosque at a military base in northern Afghanistan. Reports from the region say the number of casualties is far higher than the initial reports of 8 dead. Taliban fighters in Afghan army uniforms drove through military checkpoints and launched the raid at a base at Mazar-e-Sharif. A U.S. general says the attack targeted soldiers at prayer in a mosque and others in a dining facility of the Afghan Army's 209th Corps. Afghan commandos deployed during the attack, and 7 of the attackers were killed, 2 blew themselves up, and 1 was captured. This is VOA News.